You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Arizona and Kansas City to start a series Friday. It's Ian Kennedy for the Royals and original Royals Zach Greinke throwing for Arizona. In the first, Ian Kennedy was sharp.
Little baby boy, here's a 3-2 to Peralta. And he takes strike three. He thought he walked, but he's going to just take off the old guard, the leg guard there, and head back to the dugout. He flipped his bat as if he was going to first base. Home plate umpire Alfonso Marquez kind of stares him down as he heads back into the third base dugout, whatever time zone you're in. Goldie takes strike three call. Fastball. And he throws Goldie, and he took it for strike three. Second strikeout for Kennedy. Two outs.
You know, at times, he was at 200.
He gets Martinez, and he strikes out the side of the first inning tonight. 1-2 now on Hosmer with Cabrera at second. Two outs and a chopper. He beats the ship on into left center field for a base hit. And the Royals get on top 1-0. The shift was on, and he just got one out over the plate and just kind of chopped it through the vacated shortstop position. Lamb of the homestand went 5-for-16. Home run, RBI double, 5 walks. Swings, hits a drive, deep right field, and this game is knotted at 1 on a long home run by Jake Lamb. There's a high fly ball deep down the left field line, but it's going foul. Or did it? Oh, it stayed fair. Home run, Merrifield. And the Royals have taken the lead 2-1 on his 19th of the season. Get a win or two if they can. High pop fly, left center. Under it, Lorenzo Cain, he's got it. This one's over. Kansas City wins it. 2-1 our final.
Kansas City edges the Diamondbacks on Friday night at Kauffman Stadium. Ian Kennedy wins his fifth, going 5 innings, giving up 1 run, striking at 7, and walking 1 ahead of Mike Minor's 5th save. The D-backs lose to the Royals to start the final regular season series of the season. Final score Friday is 2-1 in Kansas City. And after the game, here's Arizona manager Torrey Lovello.
I thought he had a pretty good outing, and some of the feedback that I was getting was he was starting to sharpen up certain pitches, and he felt very good. And we just wanted to get him between 70 and 75 pitches. I think it worked out really, really well overall for the outing. You know, you give up 2 runs in almost 5 innings of work. It's a team that can swing the bat pretty good. I think it was a good outing. Of course, I think it's a great time for him. I know he's been working hard for that moment. And, you know, he had his 30th home run today. It's quite an accomplishment. So the swings have been pretty consistent. And he's starting to really, you know, zone in on the ball and drive the ball, and it's translating because all that hard work are the things that you do behind the scenes for those moments, and I'm just happy that the timing is coming together right now.
Zach Greinke still hasn't beaten his original team. As he takes the loss in Kansas City, he's 17-7 as he was pulled after 4 innings. Here's Greinke on his final regular season start before he begins the postseason push.
Almost not. It wasn't a perfect, but it was all right.
What did you feel was off?
Nothing really. It was all okay. And just wasn't amazing, but it was all pretty solid.
Just command wasn't what you wanted? Or?
I mean, I don't know what you're asking really. There was a home run on a decent pitch. Plan was to pitch him in and hit a home run on an inside pitch. And then first inning, got a base hit, a couple hits, and then after that, it was just two balls hit where the shift has worked really good for me this year. It didn't work twice today. So and then I walked two guys on good pitches that somehow ended up walking them, and just didn't go great, but felt all right out there.
Chris Iannetta went 1-for-3 with a double in an otherwise quiet night for the Arizona offense, and he talks about the loss after the game.
Just mostly get it working. You know, the situation where, you know, we're not trying to push anything, we're not trying to do any one thing, we're just trying to get all those pitches going for the most part. And I think he had a pretty good feel of his fastball, but he had a good feel for his curve and his changeup. His slider was pretty good. But just a typical Zach night, you know, just manage the game and pitch well.
It looks like, you know, maybe there were a few pitches there. You know, they weren't chasing. Is that just something that maybe would have made them even more effective?
Yeah, I think if we were a little closer to the zone on some of them, I think it would have been a little bit more effective. But, you know, overall, he pitched really well. You know, I think he was a good tune-up for Wednesday.
Chris, you guys set a club record for home runs in the season. It's the offense. What can you say about the offense this year?
Well, when you have J.D. and Goldie hit a homer every time up, it's pretty easy. You know, it's been a good offense. You know, we had a really good offense coming out of spring. And you put J.D. in the middle of the lineup, like I said, it just makes it that much better. Obviously, we lost Chris, you know, who's a big offensive threat for us. You know, hopefully we can get him back at some point and make this lineup even better.
Saturday's pitching matchup is Taijuan Walker for Arizona against Jacob Junis for Kansas City.